For South Carolina Public Radio, this is South Carolina Focus. I'm Tut Underwood. The machinery of road and bridge repairs continues to help South Carolina recover from the floods of October, and progress has been surprisingly rapid for many. According to the daily reports put out by the South Carolina Department of Transportation, 541 roads and bridges across the state were closed on October 5th. Through steady and organized work, that number is now down to 80 and falling, a repair completion rate of 85%. DOT spokesman Pete Poor says the recovery work has actually exceeded the expectations of the department and possibly the public as well.
It was probably just a combination of marshaling the forces ahead of time in terms of our maintenance workers and having them on the ready. Even before the rain stopped, they were out performing what we called emergency response, and that was finding damage, barricading damage, removing tree limbs and whatnot on roads that could be reopened fairly quickly. I think we were as prepared as we could be as an agency, and I think that paid off.
Poor attributes the speed of the recovery to workers from across the state who came to the hardest hit areas and pitched in.
One of the keys that helped us out there is that the entire state wasn't devastated. If we had to keep all of our maintenance people in their home counties, that would have been a problem. But as lesser hit counties, as they got their business taken care of, they were able to spare people to come to Columbia, to Charleston, to Orangeburg, central part of the state. So those forces from York County all the way across to Pickens and Oconee County in the upstate, they sent people down here to the Midlands and the PD to help out.
Despite the many road repairs that have been accomplished, however, one sticking point, says Poor, is roads that cross dams.
Anywhere there's a dam that broke that has a state road on it, those are the roads that we have taken no action on because DOT does not own the dams. We need to wait for the dam owner to decide what course of action that the owner will take, and then we'll move on from there.
Poor says the continued unseasonal rain in November has hindered progress in some areas such as Clarendon County. The rain has soaked the fill dirt used under bridge approaches, and wet dirt cannot be used. Finding dry dirt has taken time, and rising rivers in the county also have delayed work. Bridges are the main problems remaining, but the highway department has 60 contracts out to fix more complex problems. As DOT had hoped and requested, the people of South Carolina have been patient with the ongoing work, says Poor, and also very supportive of the department's efforts.
Gratitude from the public is something we haven't seen in quite a while. We've had school children send us thank you letters. They've delivered drinks and candy to us to hand out to our maintenance workers and things like that. Out on 321, which is North Columbia, the residents in that area put up a sign asking everyone to be patient. It was a handmade sign asking everyone to be patient. DOT is working as fast as they can. We've gotten so many thank you tweets and Facebook posts. That in itself is kind of overwhelming, the gratitude we've gotten from people.
Poor says that DOT expects to open 20 more of the 80 remaining closures by Thanksgiving. This SC Focus report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. With South Carolina Focus, I'm Tut Underwood for South Carolina Public Radio.